one that says springtime in Montana was like a Model T Ford. No, yeah, like a Model T Ford.
Really?
And you say, how so? It's just enough spring to make your ass tired. I use it all the time.
I got to write that down. Okay, now, what? Give me another one.
Another one. Sometimes it pays to be so stupid you don't know you've been defeated.
He had such a quip to his...
He did. I mean, he was... Bob was really, for somebody that did not have an education, Bob was one of the smartest people that you'll ever run into.
Can I quote you on this? I'm going to put a little tribute to him on my website.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, God, he just... You know, I just so enjoyed him. Every time we showed up at... you know, I can remember one time... Remember us getting together and talking about how his farm should be turned into an aviary as a site for people to come see? And remember that? Dick Josephson killed that idea, too. We couldn't afford...
I don't recall that so much. But, you know, lots of neat memories about Bob. And I learned so daggone much from that guy, you know, about different... Of course, he helped me with my artwork and... He's really a remarkable man. He didn't tell you about the time that he got cheated. Something, well, I shouldn't say got cheated, but he bought something. And it didn't turn out to be as advertised or it failed or whatever the deal was, you know. And he started writing letters. And it only got back was like computer forms, in other words. So he realized that no person was responding to his letters. It was all electronically or, you know, whatever. Maybe it was phone calls. I can't remember. So only Bob could do this. He sits down and writes a letter to Dear Computer, you know, or whatever. And he finally got this thing squared away, you know, and he wouldn't give up on it. It was like a bulldog. It took a year or something, you know. But he finally writes his letter to the computer. And I'll be damned if he didn't get answered and he got the problem resolved, you know, or everybody else would have given up.
Now, his farm was basically where the interstate went through, didn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, and then that's when he started, from what the stories he told me, that's when he started picking up oil painting, or was it before that?
I don't know. I don't recall.
Huh. What other quips do you remember, sayings that he would say?
Those are the only two I can think of, that I use them all the time, you know. But if I think of any, I'll give you a jingle.
God. Hang on a second.